Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Some teens may come across as self-involved or irresponsible, but we've noticed record numbers of young people selflessly stepping forward to protect the unborn, the elderly, and the medically vulnerable. My experiences working with the teens of the pro-life movement reassure me that the future of the pro-life movement is in good hands. One of the accomplishments I'm most proud of in my years of service in the Right to Life movement was the formation of North Dakota Teens for Life when I served as executive director of North Dakota Right to Life. We've long known that in order to win the battle to protect innocent human life, we need to train and equip the next generation to join us. North Dakota Teens for Life ensured that we would have energetic young activists for years to come. As Wisconsin Teens for Life director Jolie Little recently noted, today's youth can't remember an America without legalized abortion. And sadly, they are growing up in a nation where families must fight to protect the lives of their loved ones who are especially vulnerable. These young people live every day with the reality that life is on the line, that unborn children, children diagnosed in utero with special needs, and the already born but so-called imperfect are endangered. They're paying attention, and thankfully for our efforts, they aren't just going to sit idly by and let it happen. Just the opposite. These courageous young men and women want to make a difference. They are eager to learn the facts about abortion and euthanasia. We receive emails and phone calls regularly from teens looking to become involved and from parents wondering, what is available in my area for my child? With each passing year, there are more and more opportunities for pro-life young people to learn and to become more involved. In Wisconsin, Texas, New York, Louisiana, and Rhode Island, there are summer programs to train young people. Oregon, Vermont, and Louisiana also have spring and fall events, and a number of states have special teen tracks at their convention. State legislative and lobbying days like those in Minnesota have a tremendous number of young people actively lobbying their elected representatives. Since 1985, when it was founded, National Teens for Life has hosted its own convention concurrently with the National Right to Life Convention. This year, the National Right to Life and National Teens for Life conventions will be in Jacksonville, Florida, June 23rd to the 25th. 7 years ago, a special leadership summit was added for every January. For college students, we have the National Right to Life Academy, an intensive 6-week course which takes place every summer at the National Right to Life office here in Washington. Regardless of where you live, one of two scenarios is true. There is either a well-developed youth program through your National Right to Life state affiliate, or there isn't, yet. If such a program exists, you can actively work to promote it to the pro-life teens you know. If your state is still working to develop a program, then you need to get involved. Don't underestimate what your time, talent, and our financial investment can do to help promote life in your state. Contact your state National Right to Life affiliate and ask what's available, and then ask how you can help them reach the next generation with the message that life is precious. From my own experience back in North Dakota, I know that it's easier than you might think, and it only takes a little time and effort. The efforts of people just like you are paying off in places like Wisconsin and Louisiana, where record numbers of youth are being trained every year at pro-life training camps. It's working in Rhode Island and here in Washington, where high school and college students are receiving in-depth, intensive training. It's working everywhere that pro-life adults take the time to look beyond the pressing needs of today and toward the future of our great cause. And it can work where you live. All you need is the willingness to selflessly give a little bit of your time and energy to ensure that the next generation of the pro-life movement is prepared. And as always, if you have any questions about something you've heard on our show, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.